All right, that's it. That's it.
You two guys leave me no choice. No television for a week.
What?
We are so serious,
Gus. You're fucking high.
Are you out of your minds?
Goes in Robert's wall safe, and it's going to stay there.
No!
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Help us
get
them.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day.
Yeah, for the cost of one cup of coffee a day, you can feed these two podcasters. Make them realize their dreams will never come true.
That'll pay for therapy.
Stop the suffering. Not their suffering, our suffering.
You know the movie scenes where the guy lifts the girl up and is holding her by her butt, you know, without any kind of, you know, the 50 Shades of Gray and that doorman guy.
That takes
some
muscle.
That takes some muscle. That takes some real strength.
It really does.
I'm telling you
right
now.
But not weightless.
For me, when gravity is involved in anything, I'm having a hard time, right? I just can't lift anything.
Their potential academically, economically, religiously, chaos, potentially. But, and so they weren't going to take that chance.
So,
chaos.
So,
Everything's flat! My whole world has changed, except nothing changed.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction. Guaranteed in 1 minute or less or your money back. Go to the brand new PCBpodcast.com to collect your winnings. I did it. I did it. Look at me. I trudged through. Every time we open this show, I'm like, do I remember everything? I got to go through this whole list of stuff. How did our intro get so bloated? How did it get so bloated?
I actually
what
think
did
it's
I do?
Less than it used to be.
There
was
do you?
At one point where it was like really, really long.
Oh, was it? What were we saying then? Well, or what was I saying then?
God, we may have been saying follow us on Clubhouse, go to Instagram. Go
oh,
to
yeah.
DCB,
the whole thing, yeah. Well, that's when we put the liners in the show, and that would sometimes last 15 to 20 minutes. We would just drag on about it. And I was realizing that half the show was us talking about where to find the show when they were listening to the show. I mean, it was like so stupid. It was so fucking stupid. So that's when I decided to take it and put it into commercial format, right?
Yes.
I see there's a lot of podcasts out there that do their commercials one way. They'll be in the middle of a conversation and they'll go, that brings up a good point. I love using Megaphone 3000. You know, it's like, you know, Megaphone 3000 is
yes,
one of my
do.
Favorite things. And so they don't really specify when the advertisements are. It's clear that they're doing an advertisement to their credit, I guess. But what I have made a conscious decision to do is put it all in commercial format.
That's what they do at audible.com.
Yeah.
And that's why we hear that the commercial break always use Audible.
Yes. That's why our favorite platform for commercials is audible.com. Hey, Chrissy, did you know you can get audible.com for half off right now if you use the code TCB? It's just a strange coincidence. That's why I made a conscious decision to do that, because when I'm talking on this microphone for so long about where to find the show, and this microphone, by the way, does a great job. I mean, it's
these
just,
microphones
it's clear
are
and crystal, and it's got low bottoms and high highs. And I'd like to thank Shitty Mike 3000 for... I'm just kidding. Hey, and you know, it just takes so much preparation to get the show set up. Like these ring lights now available on Amazon.com for I gotta turn on the Roku TV behind me. Roku for all your favorite shows. Make sure you use Roku. Splash the commercial break. Randomly.
Yes.
But I put them into commercial format so that because I don't want to dumb down the listeners. I know that they know. And, you know, it's an endorsement nonetheless, but that's what it is. But so I thought a good way to start that pack of commercial breaks was to actually do a commercial for the commercial break. An absurd comedy podcast from Brian and Chrissy. Two friends get together every week.
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone, but go to the commercial
right
TCBpodcast.com for more information.
We're right here.
We're right here. Speaking of right here, I'm wearing a t-shirt from Hanes. Now we're doing commercials for people that don't even pay us. In the hopes that we'll get free shit. We were talking about, remember like the potato chip, the snack companies were sending us a bunch of stuff at one point?
Yes.
So Astrid was like,
moon
moon cheese and siesta chips.
Those tamales were crap, I have to say.
Well, I guess we're not getting that fourth quarter vibe of the tamale company. I think one of the general rules about advertising is you don't talk about how crappy their shit is. But yes, the tamales gave me the runs. Yes.
Most everything else, though, has been very nice.
I have to say that at least 70% of the shit we talk about. I usually am all about the sponsors because they support the show. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, at least in the last 5 or 6
we
months,
we need support.
We need desperate support. That's why I'd like to thank Gary's Wire Shop for giving us these wires. Hey, they may not work all the time, but it's okay. No one's listening. Gary's Wire Shop, when your podcast is not doing great.
Mediocre.
Yeah, thank you.
Mediocre Plus.
Yeah,
mediocre is our new streaming service.
The Commercial Break proudly presents Mediocre Plus, the brand new streaming service from The Commercial Break. Catch all 215 episodes in their mediocre glory with shitty sound quality and bad video editing.
Not now. Now we have
Morgan.
Well,
not now. We hired someone professional who's Morgan. If you'd like 15% off your video editing, go to Morgan.com.
Morgan.com.
Morgan.com. Yes. Oh, this is fun. We could do this all day long. Yes, I could do a whole episode of commercials on the commercial break, which I actually thought about doing one time. But then I decided four listeners have to suffer a month up. And then when our sponsors get pissed that we were just doing commercials for the whole episode. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that anybody who buys this podcast is making a mistake. They're like, what? I got on the commercial break? How did that happen?
It's like Disney.
There's a place where you could go and you can look at all the commercials that have run. There's like a repository.
Yeah.
And it's an encyclopedia, a Wikipedia, if you will, for all the commercials that have ever run on like the top 2,000 shows. Mm-hmm. By some miracle, we're in the top 2,000. And so they catalog all of our ads.
Okay.
And it's really surprising who's been advertising on our show. Because there's two types of ads. There's the type of ad that I talk about, right?
Yes.
Brian Green.
Host Red.
If you'd like Brian Green to play at your bar mitzvah or party next summer, call BrianGreen.com.
BrianGreen.com.
Can you imagine I showed up at someone's bar mitzvah? Son, I got you Brian Green. Who? So there's this catalog of ads, and it's just
hold on, I'm picturing you coming with like your Roadcaster
in my
the
hand.
Ring lights.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna do an episode of the commercial break.
Live from Bar Mitzvah.
Dad, I'll never go to school again. You hired that old bomb guy to do unfunny material. I thought you said you were going to get Chris Rock. Well, Chris wasn't available. But I got Brian at 15% off at briangreen.com. We couldn't afford Chrissy, but we got Brian. So this repository of commercials and the amount that some of the people who have advertised on our show is quite amazing, because there's two types of ads. There's one that I talk about, and then there's mm-hmm. the ones that get dynamically inserted into the program. And that's based on a lot of different information, geographics and all this other stuff. And so YouTube, Disney Plus, Amazon, I mean, like the cream of the crop advertisers, big brand companies.
Yes.
And I wonder who gets fired every time that someone
Yeah, well,
goes.
Disney was one.
Yeah, that I noticed really... that Disney was a one and done. They were on our show one time. But that's probably because we have our competing service, TCB Mediocre Plus.
Right, Mediocre Plus.
Which, by the way, is like the third streaming service we've launched since we've had the commercial break.
Oh, right. What was the other one?
Oh, TCB Plus Plus or something.
TCB Minus.
Oh, TCB Minus. All your favorite content somewhere else. Yes. All the funny shows in the world, some on some other platform.
TCB minus.
TCB. The funny minus the funny.
The funny minus.
Yeah, the funny minus. It's just like a couple notches down from funny. It's like sad. Pathetic almost, yeah. I mean, it was somewhere between sad and pathetic. These two podcasters struggling for almost all their lives to get one listener who will break their hearts and tell them the truth. For $5, you can support these two mediocre podcasters. Help us get them.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day.
Yeah, for the cost of one cup of coffee a day, you can feed these two podcasters. Make them realize their dreams will never come true.
It'll pay for therapy.
Stop the suffering. Not their suffering, our suffering. Millions of people around the world suffering today. They downloaded the commercial break. Brian and Chrissy won't stop the carnage until we do something. For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, we can hire Anonymous to take their RSS feed off the internet. Be part of the cost.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so much fun. Anyway. Hey, I saw that you can't jizz when you're in space.
What?
I saw that you can't jizz when you're in space. Did you see this?
No.
NASA has now put out an actual recommendation, like a rule, that when you're in the space station or wherever you happen to be flying,
no jizzing allowed.
No jizzing allowed, because they're afraid that the female astronauts may get impregnated.
Into space too?
I just didn't even think about that. Yeah,
would it just float.
Yeah, if you
away.
Well, you know how if you breathe on something in space, it's like. It accelerates past the sun or some shit. I don't know how gravity works, but you know.
There is no gravity.
And then, there's no gravity depending on where you are, but if you blow on something, then you'll keep on going forever and ever,
exactly.
Right? Like that's the stupid
Lost
car that
space.
Elon Musk threw up there, and now it's just hurtling towards some alien planet to kill other alien people. But they said that they have a real fear that a female astronaut could get impregnated by flying semen.
Okay.
And
wear suits?
You know, well, not when you masturbate.
No, but I mean, how would it just randomly happen that the woman would get pregnant?
Going to the bathroom?
No.
I mean, I'm being serious. Like going to the bathroom, but like I don't know the logistics of how that would happen, and that's why it's a fascinating story to me. It's like, do they really think that the semen's just going to go floating up a chucha?
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be in like 24 hours or something. Like those little spermies, don't they die pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would have to jizz. And then there would have to be some series of events that would lead to that semen making its way into a vagina and up into whatever, however you get pregnant.
Because yes.
I went to
you missed that
school.
Class.
Yeah, I missed that class. That's
that
why
day.
I have two children. But you know, it's
very interesting.
It's very amazing, but it makes you think about like when you're in the space station for 3-4 months. One guy was up there for a year.
Yeah.
When you're there for all that period of time, do you get to? I mean, they must account for this. This must have been accounted for somewhere in the mathematics.
Got to be.
Like, I mean, NASA's pretty smart bunch of people.
Yes.
And someone would have said, what about the jizz? What are we going to do about the jizz?
Yeah.
What are we going to do about the semen?
And they said, not allowed?
Not allowed, or do it into the vacuum tube or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
That. I don't know, but there has
nothing
to,
sexier than a vacuum
nothing
tube.
Nothing sexier than having sex with a vacuum tube. When you jizz, do you float backwards?
Boom.
If you... have sex in space, does the girl go fly across the room? I don't know. Or you could use Bonorex 3000!
There needs to be some kind of experimentation, I would think, going on this.
I think this is a cover-up on behalf of NASA's part.
Yeah.
The moon landing
uh-huh.
and the jizz spewing. I think there's got to be something. There's got to be a notebook somewhere, a rule in some handbook somewhere. You know, the pilots have a checklist, right?
Yes.
There's a checklist somewhere. Please don't ejaculate on the spacecraft. Or
who's
if you're
monitoring
going to,
that too?
There's have cameras everywhere. I mean, you're not going to get away from it, right? But I guess you just maybe there's a private room.
Look at me.
Me.
Take that.
It feels so much better when you're weightless. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of secret experimentation.
There's got to be some kind of secret documentation that the public just has not found out about. Because if they put out a public statement like this.
I don't even think like us to intercourse in space.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a big no-no. And probably really difficult to do.
But probably they've done it. They've
had to have tried it. Had to have.
Somebody's tried it.
They're all the space shuttle missions and all of the time up there with the, you know, the Yushfinskis or whatever, the Rushies, the Ruskies.
Yep.
You know that there's
somebody.
Yeah, there's some astronaut that was just hot to trot with some other, you know, that astronaut who literally wore diapers for 3 days while she drove to kill her lover.
Yes.
Yeah. God. I mean, that lady she really was in love with that guy.
Yeah.
Right? So if that's happening down here on Earth, imagine what's happening in space. You know, did you ever watch the movie about that lady?
No.
The movie that had, not Katie Holmes, but I can't remember the name of the actress. Who's the actress that was in Black Swan? There was two actresses.
Oh, Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman and then the other one. The girl who was on that 70s show.
Oh, Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis, yes. I think. No, Natalie Portman was the girl who played. Natalie Portman.
It was Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis.
I know, but Natalie Portman played that astronaut in a movie I watched. Gotcha. That was absolutely fascinating. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
And it kind of told the story of how when you leave Earth's atmosphere and you get up into space for a couple of days, your whole world changes.
I'm sure.
And it's very difficult to relate to people who have never been outside of space when you have that kind of perspective.
It's like a private club.
It's like a very private club, and you're mind fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And you're mind fucked in a way that you may look for, you need comfort. You can't just walk into a therapist and say, hey, you know, remember that time we were all in space together? Yeah. I mean, remember the time we were doing the semen experiments up in space? You can't do that.
Yeah.
And so this lady may have been driven in part by the fact that she was looking for comfort about space.
Okay.
She was looking for somebody to relate to.
Strap on some diapers and go.
Strap on some diapers and just
take head off down to Tampa, Florida. The open road.
Yeah, you won't be the only one in Florida wearing diapers on the road. I'll tell you that much right now. And she went bananas. I mean,
she
went bananas over that one astronaut because they had spent some time in space. And I think together they had spent some time. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everybody knew about it. And it's a big fucking cover up. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I think.
There is boning going on in space and we just don't know about it. And I want the stats on this. I want to understand how space affects our love life.
Yeah. Give it up, NASA.
Because if I'm going to be ejected out of this green planet because we're all destroying it left and right, my kids are going to be ejected into space to live out the rest of their lives. I want to know, are they going to be able to, who's accounting for the lovemaking?
Yeah.
And how are we getting it down? Are they putting special straps on? And I don't mean strap-ons. I mean straps on
straps
so that you can
on.
Have leverage.
Yes.
Right. Because I imagine that's pretty hard, too.
That makes sense.
You two start floating away from each other and,
Yeah, you got to hold on.
Yeah. What position would you get in? Oh, yeah. Like, hold on tight. And that's just uncomfortable. I've done that a couple times. Just because I couldn't believe I was actually having sex.
It would be much easier, though, like for the man to lift the woman,
That's true. Some of those positions you always dream about, but never get to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like the, double reverse cowboy or whatever it is. The movie scenes where the guy lifts the girl up and is holding her by her butt, without any kind of, the 50 Shades of Gray and that Dorman guy.
That takes some muscle.
That takes some muscle. That takes some real strength.
It really does.
I'm telling you right now.
But not weightless.
For me, when gravity is involved in anything, I'm having a hard time, right? I just can't lift anything. I need a bed involved somewhere, right? I can't even do it in the shower. And then forget about it. I've got to do it in the ocean and I float away. It's a whole thing. So if you're in space, you become a real rock star in the bed.
Yeah, you
man,
do.
Woman, ed, whatever,
yeah,
whatever
you
you're.
Whatever position.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
Just float around.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sounds fun.
I love it. And I admire the people who go to space.
SpaceX.
Call us, Elon. We're willing to do some experience. Not us together, we'll help you form. I actually have no desire to go into space, but we'll help you formulate.
We'll form a committee.
We'll form a committee.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of treaties in place, like the Walkway Treaty of 2020, and we have some other treaties in place. Still no one paying attention to that damn Walkway Committee. Walkway
treaty.
No one. Not a fucking person signed it. You did. So it's two of us. But the only reason why I would ever want to go in space, ever go in space, is so I could have that moment
of seeing
seeing the Earth and all of its glory.
It would
glory.
Be really beautiful.
Yeah, like the ultimate view. Mm-hmm. But I just really am not interested in the travel and the risk and the danger. Yeah. And I,
seems like a lot.
Seems like such a lonely, empty place to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be reminded of just how lonely and empty my life is because... I mean, look at it. I'm the host of the commercial break. It's, I'm already pretty down in the dumps. I'm already pretty low on the rung, okay, guys? But there are a lot of people that have been to space. And most of them claim, report back to us here on Earth with pictures and videos and all this other stuff that the Earth is, in fact, round.
Yes, it is.
Yet there are
the
still
globe.
Some nudniks out there. And if you're one of them, then here's your chance. We're all going to talk about it together here on the commercial break.
We formed a committee.
It's a round Earth committee. The round Earth club over here. And I get it. I get wanting to be a contrarian and ask the tough questions and say the hard things. I understand
challenge.
That. Yeah, I understand that.
Challenge
convention, right? But what you don't do is you don't start a convention to challenge convention on something that no one has ever debated ever in the history of ever. Since fucking Copernicus. This has been settled matter for years and years, and you guys can't figure it out. It's another commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, Chrissy and I want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to this silly little podcast. So many kind notes, text messages, and voicemails, and you're always asking, what can we do to help support the show? How can we get involved? Visit tcbpodcast.com. Not only can you find all of the audio and all of the video there, you can press the Contact Us button and drop us an email. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas are all welcome, or you can hit us up on the TCB hotline 661-237-8296. I don't need to tell you, but I will. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. We love our new YouTube videos, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Our executive producer Morgan adds a layer of hilarity that I know you're going to enjoy. So go visit the YouTube channel, the one and only, very lonely, at the commercial break on Instagram. Don't forget to patron our sponsors whenever you're in the market for their products or services, and make sure you tell them the commercial break sent you by using the specialized URLs and or codes that we give during the commercial breaks. We know you're enjoying BTY Fridays, and we want to hear from you. There's just a couple more left. So please drop us a line and tell us which segment from an older episode you'd like to hear on Best to Yo Fridays. Now we got to pay some bills, so we'd really appreciate it if you'd stick around and take a listen. And then we'll be back to this episode of the commercial break. Grazie.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
Oh, as you do.
As I like to do, ladies and gentlemen. New and old listeners of the commercial break, you know how I roll. I'm on the internet way too much. And hopefully I'll have one more year of marriage. Well, I'll let you know if anything comes of it. But I troll on the internet, and that's how we find the stupid and absurd topics that we present here on the commercial break. And one of those topics that we touched on first five episodes, and we have never touched on again, is Flat Earth Society.
Oh, the old Flat Earth.
The old Flat Earthers.
Earthers.
One of the other things we like to do is watch our favorite morning show, which we affectionately refer to as those British people. And those British yes. people are on ITV. So my two of my favorite subjects in the world came together. ITV morning show and Flat Earthers came together.
It was like an asteroid.
It was like literally an asteroid. You know what I'm saying? Call me Elon. We'll put a new definition to that asteroid, if you know what I mean. Asteroid. Yeah. So, Chrissy, I present to you without further ado, one of our favorite, foils on the commercial break.
I love these two.
The Flat Earth guy and one of our favorite people to have those discussions
They're
about
really funny.
ITV The Morning Show.
They take it as they such take it, serious.
Yeah. They take it to the next level.
Well, most of us have spent our
He's holding a globe.
He's holding a blow up like a float. Yeah. You put in the pool. It's a blow up globe.
Sir, I'm going to show you exactly what a globe looks like. Is this enough proof for you, sir? Everyone believes it. Since Copernicus.
Lives thinking that the Earth looks like this. Hmm. But you can forget.
I love that lady. She's interesting. You don't say.
About that. Because the Earth, in fact, well done, nicely caught, looks like this. This is what it is. It's flat.
He's got up like a CD with a picture of the Earth. This is the dumbest conspiracy theory ever.
Is.
It's so dumb. Yeah. It's so dumb. JFK, I get that one. JFK Jr., not so much. Flat Earth, it's just way out there. It's way out there that you would ever think for a minute that there is a grand conspiracy. To what end? To what end?
And it has a, just like Game of Thrones, it has a ice wall surrounding it.
Well, Mark Sargent is one of the leading voices in the Flat Earth.
Ah, good old Mark Sargent. I don't know if you remember this, Chrissy. But almost 2.5 years ago, we did a thing on Mark Sargent.
Yes.
Who told us the real reason why he got into Flat Earth. Now, he is largely regarded as one of the leaders of the Flat Earth movement here in this country. And Mark plays affable enough, and he pretends to be, I'm sure he is a nice guy. But if you remember, way back when, we played a clip as to why Mark's really in this. Because the guy asked him, do you get a lot of dates being a Flat Earther?
Oh,
and he responded, more than I could ever want. He responded that essentially.
So he's in it for the...
He's in it for the SpaceX.
The SpaceX.
That's why he's in it for the SpaceX.
Yep.
Yes.
And he believes it's time that we all woke up and realized that we actually are living on a flat disk.
Well, Mark joins us now.
Welcome.
Good morning, Mark.
Welcome.
I mean, obviously, there are thousands of questions,
yes.
which I'm sure you've been asked a thousand times.
A few, yes.
Yeah. So, we believed for many years that the Earth was flat, and then science...
Yes, I understand that. I understand that very much. But I'm getting laid now, so...
Yeah. I gotta keep on this track.
I gotta keep on this track. I agree with you. But, I get a lot of pussy when I'm talking about flat Earth.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Comes along, and discovery comes along.
Right.
And we think, right, okay, now we can see that it's actually... round.
Sure.
But we've seen that it's round.
Sure.
So, sure you did. Sure.
He's such a fucking smug motherfucker.
Yeah, he is smug.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Whatever you say.
You're wrong.
You've been buying into the NASA grand conspiracy.
You're wrong.
Because the globes, they've been selling globes. You know how much money they make off globes every year? I mean, honestly, what could be, to what end?
I don't know.
To what end?
Exactly.
Come, it's not.
It's not because we can't prove it's a globe. Everything that we've... In fact, it starts...
You are a fucking
can't
moron.
Prove it's a globe.
How can you not prove that it's a globe? Anyone that's done any experiment ever realizes that it's a globe. You guys take two strings and put it across a 3-foot creek and say, if it was around, it would bend. No, that's not true, you dum-dum. The Earth is so grand in size that you have to go miles and miles and miles in order
people
to start seeing.
People have gone completely around.
Yes.
Around.
Well, then the planes would fly straight out of the atmosphere.
No, they wouldn't, you fucking shithead. You know how a plane works? It's gravity. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Out with everybody that's in the Flat Earth community starts out looking at the globe saying, can you prove it? Mm-hmm. Can you prove the globe, especially without using NASA? Because it's not
without
that we found
without
that
NASA. Why wouldn't we use NASA? They have all the data. Oh my God.
Yeah, especially just on your own.
That's like saying, figure out who's winning the baseball game without the scoreboard.
Right, yeah. Exactly, without ESPN.
Umpires, yeah.
The world was a globe back in 1972, we knew for five centuries. So that's how everyone starts. You try to prove it in a court of law.
I flew in a court of law?
Where are you going, Judge Judy? I mean, come on. Maury Povich?
What's the case?
We did DNA testing on the Earth, and the answer is, you are not flat! I mean, there's no case. No, what is the case?
Concorde, and I was lucky enough to fly in Concorde, uh-huh. And you get up to 65,000 feet, yep. And I could see the curvature of the Earth. That was proof to me. Well, how come that wasn't true?
And yet, I could show you weather balloon footage from 120,000 feet, and it's absolutely tabletop flat. And Neil deGrasse Tyson, the world's most famous scientist, no offense to Brian Cox, he'll come out and tell you, go, no civilian will ever be able to see the curvature of the Earth.
Because so is he lying?
No, I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm saying that you wanted to see the curvature.
There's a big difference. That's right. You wanted to see the curvature. Just the old, you'll see what you want to see.
Right,
thing.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. Chrissy.
Prove it. Prove it.
I had a friend. Let me tell you this story here. I had a friend who went to a cocktail party one time, Christmas cocktail party. And he's upstairs and he's talking to a girl from the office. It's like an office party, Christmas party. He's talking to the girl from the office and he is drunk as a skunk and he's playing his real douchey card, right? I think he's trying to smooth on her a little bit.
Is this you?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to check.
No, it's not.
A friend.
Yeah. But I'd like to thank our sponsor. The Flat Earth Society.
Tito's Vodka.
Tito's Vodka.
For all your Christmas
Tito's
party
Vodka,
needs.
Yeah. For the best blind dates, get Tito's. For your second date, get the Well Vodka. Tito's is Well Vodka, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not?
It's premium.
Oh, I thought Tito's was like the shit you put in.
No? It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't drank in a while. I guess I'm out of the bar scene. So he goes upstairs and he's up at the top of this bar and he's outside smoking a cigarette with this girl and he starts smoothing on her, but she doesn't like him and he doesn't like her. They've never really liked each other, right? Oh, but so okay. I guess he's just drunk and putting the game on her. And she says, you know what, dude, you're a real fucking asshole. That's what she says. And he retorts the following. Prove it. You can't prove it. And I think that's the best line in the prove it. You can't prove that. I think that's the best line in the history of Earth. You want to know why?
Go along with anything.
Yeah, because anything that you say, prove it, right? It's like you can always make a case for something. But you have to take all the information in totality and use that little flat Earth brain of yours and figure it out there, Mark.
But don't you want to believe that it's flat? You have
no
proof. I have more proof than you do.
I would challenge that.
Well, I've got footage here that's direct from the space station, and that's live pictures from the space station now.
Right,
that's all alive.
That's again, bad. Started
that's
from the American military.
Shot.
Yes, absolutely.
Started from the American military. Here we go. Yeah, but well, I think they
that's
have to. I think they have to blur it out okay. Because they can't use the actual space.
Oh,
like they can't
okay.
use NASA's cameras on
okay,
air.
Okay.
I think I have no idea.
Okay,
but clearly you can see that the Earth is round.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's worse than that.
So what is that then? What am I looking at if I'm not looking at live pictures?
You're looking at CGI, nothing more. Something that started out very simple back in the 1950s and advanced up
Hollywood.
To
that.
So, yeah, I'm Hollywood. All those fucking Hollywood types. They're all responsible for everything. Bill Gates and Zach Galifianakis, they're all in on it.
A bit of a space nut.
Sure.
Sorry. And so, no. I mean, I'm very happy with that.
Right.
And I've got the app on my phone, which
very
has got
happy
where the space
with the
station
fact
is.
That I'm a space nut.
I'm very happy with the fact that I actually believe in facts, Mark. Mark's sweating. He is sweating.
He is.
Yeah, this is an uncomfortable position for him to be.
It's a hot topic for our British dude.
Yeah.
He's all over it. Yeah.
Yeah. See, the thing is that Mark's comfortable in his little gang of 15 people that also believe his bullshit, right? But he's not comfortable confronting real people. Now, I don't think Neil deGrasse Tyson actually said that the Earth is flat. I would argue that. Yeah. Maybe he said that no civilian from Earth will ever see that the Earth is curved. Yeah. But if you go up in a plane on a long distance flight, like from here to over the Atlantic, you can see the curvature of the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Right now. And I have in the past looked at those live pictures and I have seen where the space station is and thought, right, it's coming over me now. And so I have watch the space station. You can see it as that light, it doesn't blink, doesn't flash, goes over as a solid light. And at the same time, I've looked at my laptop and I've seen where I am.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying there's something up there. No question. Is there a vehicle that could be the ISS up there? Yeah. Are there people inside it? No. Not a chance. And you can look at the interior footage and the production value is horrible. I challenge anybody. We've got...
This is fucking insane.
I know.
This is insane.
What is this guy?
Why do you want to disbelieve this? What is the purpose of trying to rewrite hundreds and thousands of years of history?
Pudenda.
That's what it is. This episode brought to you by Pudenda. Pudenda, the soft, warm, and sometimes wet family friend.
Family friend.
It's like a chia pet, only with feelings. Pudenda, now on sale at pudenda.com. Tell them the Commercial Break sent you.
I've interviewed, both of us, we've interviewed Tim Peake from this sofa.
I know. And
so what was I doing? Who was I talking to? Where was he?
You were talking to a military officer, nothing more. I talked to Terry Virts, you know, American astronaut. And look, they're all, you got to remember, everybody that goes up there are high-ranking military. They start out at colonel.
But why would he bother?
Why would you bother faking it?
Yeah, why? What's the point of faking it?
Well,
I'm getting laid.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it wasn't something that was happening a lot before Flat Earth Society. So if you don't mind, I'd just like to keep this rolling for a few more minutes. This is a really bad decision, me coming on this show. I'm going to go back to my Flat Earth conference where everyone believes me. I get laid a whole lot.
Yeah. Bigger questions, which is why keep this thing a secret? And we're talking about...
No, but why fake it?
Because if you don't fake it, eventually the private industry is going to get involved. And then they're going to find out on their own.
He's showing this flat earth. It's like a plate. Well, everyone's seen this by now.
It's like kindergarten project.
It's like a record that's kid painted over. And it's got a picture of all of the continents. And then there's an ice ring around it. He says that the military wants to hide it so the private industry doesn't get involved. What? Who's looking for the edge of the earth? And for what reason? Oh my God.
Why that would be bad, because
if you don't keep this thing a secret, remember, we're talking about something that was discovered back in 1960. The public wasn't ready in 1960. They just weren't. They're potential academically, economically, religiously chaos, potentially. But and so they weren't going to take that chance.
So
chaos. So,
Everything's flat. My whole world has changed, except nothing changed. We're sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your president, Brian Greene, speaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the president of the United States, Brian Greene. In this year, 1969, in the year of our Lord, 19,069, I've got some information I must now present to you. Please, try and stay calm. The Earth is flat. Surrounded by an ice ring. Kind of like if you put a record upside down and then you surround it with ice. That's what it is. Now, don't go crazy, but we're going to turn it on its side and everyone's going to fall off. But we don't want private industry involved.
No. Ah!
People jumping out of windows. On Tuesday, we're going to turn it upside down and shake it loose. We've got to dust it off a little bit. So stupid. Yes. This guy is so dumb. He is sweating, shitting bricks.
He
knows that he's full of shit.
He does.
And he's hoping. He's hoping amongst hope he finds a friend in this couch, but he's not going to find one.
No.
So pilots are involved in this?
No. No, not at all. No, no. Pilots, scientists, none of those people. I have astrophysicists, Brian Cox. None of them have anything to do with it.
Okay, so...
Why do you keep mentioning Brian Cox? Is that like your buddy? That's like somebody you want to be friends with?
all of those people,
right?
Every NASA science, everyone who's scientist, everyone who's ever been involved in at any stage in any space program, whether it's industry that launches satellites, the various people that launch those satellites,
right.
Everyone that's ever worked on a space shuttle or the Apollo program.
Right.
They're
Brian Cox.
No,
no. Brian Cox. No, none of them are in it. Not Brian Cox. Email me, Gary@dipshit.com.
Pointless.
No. I mean, jobs are created. And it's compartmentalization. I mean, it's no different. Look, generals know the battle plans, but most of the officers below them
were the Apollo, those massive Apollo.
We've been to the moon,
they,
right?
Were they? Were those Apollo rockets that went up into the air? Did they go?
You're really asking me the tough questions now.
We've been to the moon, right?
Can you turn these lights down? It's hot here. Can we take a break? I got to figure out some answers.
They didn't go anywhere. They just went off into the ocean and ditched. That was the, I mean, again, I'm an American. Look, we're taught, you know, rah, rah, go team, wave the flag. And so it's tough for me.
Go team!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your president speaking one more time. I'd like everyone to put their flags down, put their pom-poms down for a second. We've actually been lying to you this entire time. Mark here has brought it to our attention that the Earth is actually a plate and that there's ketchup on the left-hand corner of it. It's sliding toward North America. We're all going to die in a horrible ketchup-related accident. I got to go into the underground bunker now, but you guys take care.
Because I love the American space program.
So you flew in a straight line to get here.
I did fly in a straight line to get here. Yeah. Yes.
So we've got a dome over the top.
Yeah. So let me do this real quick. So the globe that you threw away.
Let me do this. This usually works. let me tell you this bullshit. Yeah,
look at this snow globe, for instance.
Oh yeah, it's snow globe. Snow globe. So you're saying that when they make those snow globes, that there's people in the know. They make those snow globes in Taiwan. Everyone's in on it.
Talking about is we are all brought up, taught that we live on this tiny little rock that's covered in a little bit of water and smoke. We're flying through this impossible vacuum of space. We're saying that we live on a flat, enclosed world that is basically, you're basically living in a big soundstage with walls and a floor and a ceiling.
The Truman Show.
The Truman Show. Yeah, very, very, very similar.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know they took it this far. Yeah. I didn't know they took it this far. They believe we're living on a soundstage?
Yeah.
On a soundstage.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood.
Who built it?
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
And the military.
Fuck, man.
Generals.
Fuck. Those fucking Kardashians, I bet you. Yeah. Kardashians on everything. Kardashians.
They are living in their world. Yeah.
If there's a soundstage, the Kardashians own it. You know they do.
That is so big that even our best and brightest didn't figure it out until about 1960. And when they did, decide to keep it a secret. The really, really short version is you don't live on a globe. This is what it looks like on the outside. That's what it looks like on the inside. There you go.
So right.
I'm convinced. Well, that's it. Debate settled.
Mic drop.
Ladies and gentlemen, your president again here from the Oval Office. I've just had a conference here with Mark. Mark is an esteemed pseudoscientist. He used to work in the pharmacal industry.
Pharmacal.
He just laid out his case for the Earth being flat, and I've had all my top men in here that's meeting with me, and we're convinced.
Yeah,
he laid it out. He said, "The Earth is flat, like this," and clearly, the burden of proof was on him.
I mean, he flew in a straight line to get here.
He flew on a straight line to get here. He's sweating profusely, but we still believe him.
This is crazy, crazy, crazy. This is
We just fall off the edge.
For the same reason, the space asteroid question. Yeah. So why don't
we... Question. Space asteroid question. I've had to answer this a lot. There's just more bullshit for you.
Same reason why you don't fall off the edge here. Antarctica is the only continent that doesn't look like anything else. All the other continents in here look perfectly fine. Antarctica, though, and it's not necessarily an ice wall, it's just Antarctica, this really, really, really high continent.
So you're saying Antarctica is all the way around?
Yep.
So Antarctica. Where's the North Pole?
North Pole's in the center. North Pole's in the center. South Pole doesn't exist. Compasses don't work down in Antarctica. Most people don't talk about that. The Antarctic Treaty says that no corporation...
The Antarctic Treaty. He's pulling that one out. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Mark knows exactly why the compasses don't work in Antarctic. And that is because of the polarity of the Earth and has nothing to do with the actual continent. Yeah. It has to do with the poles, and the poles are constantly moving. But Mark here is too brilliant to figure that. Mark here is too brilliant to pay attention to that.
Yeah. In the history of the world, can set up shop down there forever.
What's outside?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Well, I mean, because you have no clue.
Well, I mean, if you can't get outside, you're not going to know for sure. But I mean, I don't think, you know, my personal opinion is this isn't a one-off. There's not just one of these. There's more.
So we've got a picture of what you think it what it's.
Oh, yeah. That was made by one of our people.
Wait, why is Arlie's picture blurry?
Know.
I don't understand. What are they, copyrighted the flat Earth?
Great option.
Have they been there? Have they seen that?
No, of course not.
Okay. So there's a hole in the wall there. There's a hole. There's a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
So can you go through that and go to the other places?
Again, flat Earth opens the minds of people. The most of the flat earthers will stick with
flat Earth opens the mind of people.
I mean, I wasn't really awoken until
Mark laid it out. He basically made his case by throwing that flat disc on the table saying, that's it. Boom. There you go. Boom. That's how it happens. Okay, lots more to get to. We'll follow up on that. But I think you get the gist of it. Yeah. Mark's a dum-dum. Mark's a moron. Did you get that? You pick up on that? If that's what you took away from the video, then you're great. If what you took away from the video is the Earth might be flat, the commercial break may not be the podcast for you.
It's not for everyone.
Speaking of not for you, the commercial break brought to you by the commercial break.
We're sponsors of ourselves.
We're sponsoring ourselves. Which is I was in a clubhouse room one time, and someone actually made that suggestion. They were like, you got all that free inventory. You need to be promoting yourself. Make your own commercials. And I was like, so someone came to your podcast to find out about your podcast, to listen to your podcast. It's so meta. It's awesome. I love it. But hey, listen, to each their own, Chrissy.
To each their own, as we like to say.
If you're not hurting anybody, whatever. If you're a flat earther and you're not hurting anybody, whatever. I just have to point out, it's a pretty dumb conspiracy
thing.
It really is. The Earth is not indeed flat. It is round. There's plenty of scientific evidence. I think you're just experiments you can do yourself to find out if the Earth is round.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sending yourself into this SpaceX vehicle. Hey, maybe SpaceX. We can be the first, like,
podcast.
Brothel and podcast in space.
The brothel?
Yeah.
The brothel space?
That's right, brothel space.
Yeah. Similar to MySpace.
Yeah, but brothel space.
Yeah.
Where everyone goes into space and has sex for money. I love it. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Sex work is work.
That's right.
And if you'd like to contact us, all you have to do is go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Let us know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. We would love to hear them. As a matter of fact, we love it when people send us content ideas. If you have a story to tell, write it down. Better make it good, because we've had a lot of people send in stories and they're all very good. But do that at tcbpodcast.com.
We're still waiting on a follow-up from Peter.
Still waiting. So. Yeah, we'll let you know if Pete writes back in. He might be scared. He might have gone underground.
Yeah.
He might have fallen off the flat Earth. 661-237-8296.
He might have been scared and went underground.
661-BEST, the number 2, Y-O-Yo, at the commercial break on Instagram, the brand new channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Go there. The videos are funny. Morgan's doing a great job. You're going to love of the way that the full episodes are edited. It adds so much color. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do today.
That's right.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best
to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say we must say. Bye.